Anyone can start a petition on the White House We the People site, and so some of the petitions are frivolous. Bail out the Twinkie industry is one. Another petition required Mr. Obama to sing the Hokey Pokey at a news conference. The Hokey Pokey petition no longer exists on the White House website. Neither does the petition requesting secession for South Dakota. But before it went away, it had drawn 6,375 signatures. Governor Dennis Dugard and U.S. Senator John Thune offered brief responses. They do not favor secession. Don Frankenfeld, a Rapid City economist, had somewhat more to say.
First, I have to say the whole notion is ridiculous. I don't take it seriously.
Frankenfeld has testified in court as an economic expert, and in his expert opinion, secession would mean economic disaster.
South Dakota depends heavily on federal largesse. We receive more tax money, more federal tax money back from Washington as a proportion of what we send to Washington than almost any other state because of farm subsidies, because of federal land that we have here, because of Ellsworth Air Force Base.
In addition, online information indicates that the feds provide more money towards South Dakota's annual operating budget than the state general fund does. The first petitioner to reach 25,000 signatures is Texas, and so the U.S. Department of Justice is drawing up a response for that state first.
It's very American to talk about secession.
One prominent Texan weighed in with a history lesson. Congressman Ron Paul, quadrennial candidate for president, says secession is part of our proud history.
That's how we came into being. 13 colonies seceded from the British and established a new country.
Paul says the United States supports secession in other countries as a matter of foreign policy.
What about all the strong endorsements we have given over the past decade or two of those republics that seceded from the Soviet system?
We have seen, indeed, the fundamental transformation of what the Union is, and our organization is committed here to preserve the freedom and independence of Texas.
That's Daniel Miller, president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. In a conversation with Fox News' Sean Hannity, Miller confirms that the secession movement is driven by the re-election of President Barack Obama.
After 4 years of an Obama administration, if the people of America did not wake up at that point and change out that administration and put us back onto the path of the Constitution, then the only thing left to people like us who esteem the principles of the founders is individual state independence.
Screw you, we're from Texas. Screw you, we're from Texas. We're from Texas. Ah, screw you.
Texas troubadour Ray Wiley Hubbard's succinct musical message illustrates the don't mess with Texas fierce independent streak. But Don Frankenfeld says Texas is not independent enough, economically speaking, to go it alone. Even though the Texas petition brags that the state is the 15th largest economy in the world, Frankenfeld says it's not the size of the economy that matters, it's what you do with it.
The success of Texas depends on its ability to export oil. And if it were subject to export controls or regulations imposed by other states, Texas couldn't survive. It has a diversified economy, not as diversified as California. They need South Dakota corn to feed the Texas cattle.
If you examine signatures on petitions, you find that many of them came from out of state. The vast majority of South Dakota signers aren't from here. I contacted the White House to find out how people from other states could sign on to a petition calling for South Dakota's secession. I asked, is that really secession, or are we being kicked out? A press person referred me to the Department of Justice, and I haven't heard from them yet. The petitions, whatever they're worth, do serve to illustrate a strong reaction to a changing America. Here's Sean Hannity's take.
It's sad to me, and I said this the day after Election Day, that in many ways America now has adopted this European socialist model, and I think with the same predictable results in the future, unless we stop it and stop it very, very soon.
But Don Frankenfeld says Europe is trying to be more like America.
The United States has been successful, among other reasons, because of the interdependence we have from state to state. In fact, Europe has been trying to create the equivalent of a United States of Europe for years because the economic value of working together rather than competing is so great.
Frankenfeld says he would like to see support for the Union and for the official occupying the White House, regardless of political party.
I'm Republican. I voted for Mitt Romney, but I'm an American, way more than I'm a Republican. And I think this secession movement is un-American.
Regardless of the Obama administration's response to the petition, it's a safe bet Texas will stay in the fold, as will the other 10 states whose signature count earned a response. It's also a safe bet that the leader of the free world won't be singing the Hokey Pokey at a press conference.
Hokey Pokey!
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in South Dakota, still one of these United States of America.